Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and him.
Him. That's me.
The hello. Cat's mother.
Hello, cat's father. Hello, hello.
Hiya.
Hey, it's episode 150.
Oh.
I feel like we should do something special, but we've got nothing planned.
I feel like we should have bought a cake or got some balloons and stood in the garden.
Maybe.
Holding our stomachs.
Why stomachs?
Dunno.
Like a pregnant thing?
Yeah.
didn't really make any sense. Both of our stomachs as well, mine as
well?
I don't know.
Well,
it's episode 150, anyway, which is very exciting. So that means some of you fucking nutters out there have been with us for 150 episodes. So thank you very much.
That's insane, isn't
thank
it?
Thank you so, so much.
You
mad.
I love it.
That's the thing. I tell you every single week what episode it is and you never give a shit. But then when it's a nice round number like 150, you've got to stop and notice.
Means something, doesn't it?
You've got to motherfucking recognise is what you've got to do.
You've
got to motherfucking recognise. So yeah, lots to go on about. And we're all cracked well into the year. We're still saying Happy New Year to people.
No, you've got to stop at one point.
I don't know, like. Other than again, it's nearly halfway through January. It's that thing of, like, if you do an April Fool after midday on April Fool's Day, you're the fool.
Watch out. I'm not saying it anymore. I haven't said it.
I haven't said it at all.
No, I just haven't said it for like
you're not buying Christmas presents for most of the kids anymore, so you're probably not wishing people a Happy New Year anymore. You know, you're just a piece of shit. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Before going any further, before we get that jingle and crack right on with the show, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is people who've only seen the sequels to films. And for some reason, don't watch the first ones.
No, people don't do that.
People do that. I'm telling you now. People, it's very irritating. I don't want to mention them straight away so early in the podcast, but friend of the podcast, Carl Hutchinson, no word of a lie. Do you know what I said to Carl Hutchinson recently?
Yeah.
I said to him, have you seen The Matrix? Because I was talking about something.
You've seen The Matrix, the second one.
Just the third one.
Oh, what?
He's only seen the third one. He went, I've seen The Matrix 3.
Why?
I went, thank you. He went, well, yeah, I'll tell you why. And it's one of my major annoyances in life for a couple of reasons, right?
Yeah.
And it's literally only applicable to just me. I mean, there might be the odd person out there who feels this as well because they're in the same weird situation. But when I was about 13, 14, Virgin Cinema did cinema passes.
And
all of my mates bought 6-week passes for the 6 weeks holidays.
Yeah, I had one for a little while.
And every single day they went to the cinema. They got, I might have mentioned before on the podcast, but they got to the cinema at 10 o'clock for it opening and they just went and saw films all day. Sometimes two of the same film in a row.
Oh.
They'd go out, they'd see whatever was on. If a thing they wanted to watch started in an hour and a half, they'd go and watch 3/4 of a 2-hour film and then go. Fucking horrible. I never got it and I spent that entire summer on my own. It was horrible.
Oh, you didn't get one?
Didn't
get a pass?
No. Why? I went, what? All day.
I didn't know.
All day.
Me and Steph used to have cinema Sundays.
Right.
Which, looking back, that doesn't even rhyme. It's not the same letter. I don't know why we called it that, but anyway.
It's half a rhyme.
It's kind of. Cinema Sundays. So we used to just go to the pictures on a Sunday.
Right.
And we'd watch it. Did we watch two? I don't think we ever watched two in a row.
Right, sorry. That has nothing. Right, okay. Wow. So I just said that my mates essentially moved into this.
Fair enough. You could have just went and watched one and then got the bus home.
Yeah, I did a couple of times. It was the worst.
You, so you did go. So what are you lying for?
I went once. I remember going.
I didn't go.
I went in the Easter holidays once with them. And it was literally, they watched like Dodgeball 3 times. And I was like, look, it's good, but come on, man. And then, it was just awful.
But basically, I told you there
that my mates essentially moved into the cinema for 6 weeks non-stop. And your reply was, me and Steph went once. On a Sunday.
No, that we used to go every Sunday.
Right.
Cinema Sundays.
Yeah, we get it. We all get it. Very
Steph
clever.
Could drive, I couldn't, so she used to pick me up. We'd get a McDonald's.
Right. Great.
And sweets, and it was honestly some of the best days of my life.
Will you stop saying? Right. My long-running beef with you is that you say that some really shite things are the best days of your life when you currently have two beautiful children with me and you're doing quite well and you've got a few quid in your bank, but you turn around and say things like, Holy Island was the best week of me life.
I'm currently living the worst days of my life.
Absolutely. Honestly, it's so offensive. Wait till I tell the
bairns. Oh, sorry. Forgive us for enjoying carefree days of being 17, just not giving a shit about anything.
McDonald's
and just
and sitting
going
in the
to
cinema.
Eat McDonald's and watch the cinema.
Lazy.
It was class. Slack. Absolutely class. We used to choose films as like deliberately really sad.
Oh, and sit and cry. So I'd love a bit of that. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
But that's when they made really good ones.
Right.
Do you remember there was some really good, poignant, like,
right.
films about dying and that, like
Notebook, Born Star Pajamas,
yes,
the lovely
all them kind of ones, yeah. Just like,
I will never understand.
Sisters keep her
again, and I don't want to make this a male female thing, but I will never understand the female and women I know and I've known throughout my life of like, I'm gonna watch a really sad film and sit and cry my eyes out. I couldn't think of anything worse.
It's lovely.
I'm like, it's
therapeutic.
It's lovely.
It is.
I mean, I suppose it's probably why you're a bit more level than me, because you will cry and let something out and then you'll go on with your day away. Yeah. I'll just bottle it up, push it down nice and deep, and then Robin accidentally changes the channel on the remote one day, a month later, and I'll go, fucking man, now!
That's so true.
That's what I like to do.
See?
Anyway, listen, back to my point.
Right, great.
So Carl Hutchinson and a few of the rest of them have seen every single film ever from a very certain specific point in time in the early noughties and have seen no other film since then. But can you imagine watching just The Matrix 3?
So what you're trying to say is when they had that pass, The Matrix 3 was out.
Whatever was out at that time. So it's so irritating. And I go back on tour with
Carl
soon.
Why didn't they watch the other two first?
Because he's just that kind of bellend. He's that kind of bellend. And then he's got the audacity to go, it didn't make sense.
Oh, right. I didn't
like it. Doesn't matter. Shite them films. Oh, which one's the one where you've just seen the end of the trilogy? Oh.
Like, you know, I can be a bit, I don't know, ridiculous and do silly things, but I would never watch the third of a film selection. Yeah. Trilogy 3?
Yes. Yeah. I just said it literally 6 seconds ago.
What's 2? Sequel.
Two. Yeah. 2 is you got your film. Oh, okay, here you go. A little quiz before I get the jingle on the go.
We might have done this before.
No, no.
So we've got the film. The first film.
And then the second one is
film
there.
Film number one.
And the second one is there.
Sequel.
Yeah. And then the third one makes it a
trilogy.
And the fourth one makes it a
quadruple.
Quadrology, very
close.
Oh,
fuck me.
Yeah.
Quadrology.
And a one before the first one is a
No.
So if you take the first one and then the release of one before that with like an origin story, that is a Come on, what is it? You are close. Before the first one. So they bring it out before the first one. It's after the first one, but the story takes place before the first one. So it's a, come on, there's people screaming this at their headphones and car radios.
There'll not be as many as you think.
No, I guarantee there is. It's really, you're going to be devastated when you get it wrong. Come on.
It's the origin story.
Yeah, but the origin story in the film is there.
I don't know.
Guys, you should see her. She's got a nosebleed.
Prologue.
Fucking hell. No, prequel.
The prequel!
Oh, you knew it, did you? You knew it. Yeah, get the jingle on. Yeah, shame. Brush your teeth.
God's
shame.
Sake.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. It's a good program.
Play the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. As always, we're just so buzzing that you're back with us.
Absolutely
lovely
buzzing.
Lovely to have you.
I'm even more buzzing because I don't sound like a pilot this week either.
What do you mean?
I'm not as congested in the
old head. Thank the Lord, Chris. Yeah. Chris got better.
I'm
Chris
okay recovered. Again. I was a brave little boy. I'm okay now. I've still got a little bit of a stuffy head. Do you know what I think I've got? I think I've got a long cold.
Long called.
I think I've got long
is
called.
Is that a thing now? Is it?
Yeah,
are we just
long
gonna
called.
Bring it in everything?
Yeah, I'm just gonna. Yeah, I've got
yeah,
long called.
Great.
I've got long.
I'm not
called.
Talking about it. Don't so, even.
I didn't. I didn't talk about anything.
You're signalling towards it, and I'm not
all
going
I'm
there.
Is I've got a long called.
I'm not going there.
It's just a call.
It's not happening.
It's long called.
Not happening.
Listen, tell you what, as well, everyone out there, you can stop worrying. Right, it's fine. I've sorted it. You know, you can get you can start getting sleep again. Stop lying awake at night staring at the ceiling. I've been to the tip. I got rid of all the recycling.
Oh, thank God.
Don't, honest, hey, me. Mm. Me.
No, I will give you a little.
Oh, the full day of tidying out the garage. Big, big shout out to everyone who's been to the tip in the new year. Big respect, guys. Big love. One
was it
love.
Not, was
one
it
love,
not,
one tip.
Was it not really busy?
No, it was dead. Dead.
Does everywhere call yeah. it the tip? Let's
the
be
tip,
inclusive.
The recycling village,
right.
whatever you call
that's,
it. The,
that's an awful name.
Recycling,
recycling village.
Literally called a recycling village
is
in
it?
South Shields. It's called South Tyneside Recycling Village.
Why?
Although I don't, obviously I go to one in Northumberland now.
But that's, that, why would you call it that?
Because it's a recycling village.
Is there a shop? And
yes.
a pub?
No, but there's a shop.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there houses?
Near it.
Is there a park?
Technically, I mean, there's enough toys thrown away to make a fucking park. Yeah, and the one, yeah, recycling centre or incinerator, my dad used to call it. He would say, let's take, I'm going to take that to the, I used to get really excited. He was like, we'll take that to the incinerator. And I imagine just like a fucking, like a volcano.
Yeah.
Just throwing shit in and it's just throwing the skip. But anyway, I've been to the tip.
I've not been to the tip for years, you know. And I remember the last time I went, I can genuinely remember standing there and looking at all the stuff people are throwing away and being like, that's a good door, that.
Oh, you'd be a fucking nightmare at the tip. You'd be crawling there.
I know.
Excuse me, out of that. Yesterday, although no word of a lie, yesterday, at the cardboard one was full, so some people piled some cardboard at the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
On the floor was a full... it must have easy must have been 1,000-piece jigsaw of some cowboys that had been done that someone was throwing away.
Right,
but they must have glued it to something. But a jigsaw is cardboard, isn't it? So they're throwing the full cardboard thing away.
Is, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, look at them cowboys. I nearly put them in the car, but I didn't.
Please don't.
It was a nice jigsaw. But I thought, what's the point? I was like, if it was in the box and I knew there's no pieces missing, I would definitely have took it home.
But I'm all right for who's gluing a jigsaw together.
People who don't want the jigsaw to fall apart. Next
get
question.
A life.
Look, you hate organized people, don't you?
Oh,
doorbell,
there's the door.
Doorbell.
Who's there?
It's the jigsaw.
Not listen. They haven't listened to your handmade sign, have they? They couldn't give a shit,
guys,
eh?
Just look out the window now.
Who is it? Right, hang on. He's just shouting out the window to find out who it is. 1 minute. Who is it? This not is selling like, garden furniture again, are they?
Who goes there? Hello? Hi, mate. Tony doesn't live here.
So, Tony doesn't live here. Right, okay, so I'll just let you ease into a little secret here. We keep getting parcels for a man called Tony, and Robin keeps saying it's for Tonair, which always makes me laugh. And they've got a similar address to us. Chris is getting a little bit sick of having to always go and drop them off, so he's now just telling the driver, the delivery driver, who keeps dropping them here. So might get a bit heated. I'm just gonna keep an eye. Bet you feel better now.
What?
Have you sorted out that little...
Right, 2 seconds, right?
Right, okay, he's coming back. Shutting the window. Oh, Jesus, it's cold.
Right.
I'm back. Now, far from me to slag off delivery drivers, Amazon delivery drivers, DHL, anyone who are missing out, all of the delivery drivers, you kept the world running when none of us could leave. I'm not slagging you off at all.
He's going to.
You're amazing. He's well, I'm a little bit. they keep turning up at this house with a package for a bloke called Tony.
But and I'm saying I heard what Robin calls him.
What?
Tony. Who's Tony?
So we've got so many, so we get so many of these packages that our son is reading them. His name's Tony, and we keep getting the packages here. And I wouldn't be arsed if it said Tony and then our address.
Yes.
But it says his address.
Address.
I went, where's the town? What town is it? Different town. I went, what's the postcode? Different postcode. Why are you
so
bringing
why
it here?
Coming here?
I don't know why they keep bringing it here. The other day, I woke up in the morning, there was a parcel for Tony. I drove down to his house, which is a good 10-minute drive away from fucking fields and country lanes. I drove down, I dropped one off. I came back, a fucking another one had been delivered for him in the time I'd been at his house. Yeah, crazy.
He doesn't even need to change his address because it is his right address.
He doesn't need to change anything. Well, bless him. So he's an older gentleman. So he says, he went, I've been on the phone to Amazon. And I went, eh? And I was like, you've been on the phone to Amazon? And he went, I phoned them to sort it. I went, you phoned them?
To Amazon?
Amazon, I've got a phone. I couldn't believe it. It's so all there, robots. I've been to this factory.
There must be a phone somewhere.
There must be
there.
Someone. Imagine so few people phone Amazon. It's just Jeff Bezos.
That's funny.
Just, hello, Jeff speaking. Hello, Jeff. It's Tony. Hello, Tony. Is that Tony who lives at? No, I don't live there. I live somewhere else, and that's what I mean to talk to you about.
You've reached me private line, Tony. That's good. No one, nobody. Would you put this on the website for a joke?
Tony, you're the only person who's ever phoned Amazon. Congratulations.
Oh, that is such a generational thing. Tony. Look at us laughing down at the older generation.
My mum and dad
they'd
would
ring
phone
Amazon.
They would phone Amazon.
They would.
Yeah, they would 100% phone Amazon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mum would say things like, I phoned for my Uber.
Yeah.
Although then again, I've never used Uber in my life. I've never used Uber.
I've got Uber.
Never used it. Frightened of it.
Why?
I don't like the stuff where I get reviewed. I've spent my whole career getting reviewed when I'm on and trying my best.
You as a passenger don't get reviewed.
Yeah, you do. You get reviewed as passengers, don't you? I'm sure you do.
Sure. No.
I'm sure you do.
Do you?
Oh, have you got a bag? Oh, you've been getting your,
fuck.
You've been getting your flaps out of the back of taxis.
What have I been doing?
Got a flaps out for the paparazzi.
Hang on a minute. Are you telling me you can't masturbate in the back of Ubers? That's what I thought they were for.
I don't think you can anymore.
Oh,
no.
Are you joking?
I think they changed that.
What?
Yeah.
Just on my own? I've got a long coat on.
Sorry, can I just go as well? Back to slagging off delivery men, please.
Of course, yeah.
So you got a sideboard delivery the other day because you've got a problem. And you are just getting more.
Got a problem. I'm keeping antique shops alive.
Just unbelievable the amount of shit.
I'm recycling. You love recycling. I'm recycling because that's an antique.
I'll take it to the tip. Anytime you want me to take that shit to the tip, I'll take it to the tip. No problem at all.
It's cheaper. The new stuff and the wood's better. It's like pure oak.
Yeah, it stinks.
None of this mango wood.
So basically, the other day. You were like, make sure you're in for 3 o'clock because a sideboard's getting delivered.
Between 3 and 6, they said. Uh-huh.
Irritating. They came at 2:45. I was in the house and I heard the doorbell getting rang and I looked out. I was in the downstairs toilet, so I looked out the window and I saw two blokes and I like waved and they waved and I thought, okay, that'll be the guys with the thing. I'll go and open the door for them. I opened the door.
Yeah.
The sideboard, which must be about 7 foot long,
yeah,
was on the porch,
yeah,
half on the porch, half hanging out in the drive. Mm. And I thought, they must have just walked back to their van because their van was on the corner.
And were they gone?
Well, I was like, they must have just walked back to their van to get their harnesses or something to bring it in. Or to get. Right. Normally they go back to get the little shoe, you know, the little shoe shower caps so they can wear your shoes in your house.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't
nice.
Dirt your floor. Uh-huh. And the van drove off. And I was stood there with a baby. I was stood there with Rafe in my arms and a fucking 7 foot sideboard half hanging on the drive. And I was like, what do I do?
Wankers.
I couldn't believe, they just fucked off. So I think I put a couple of coats over the side of it in case it rained.
Oh my Chris.
And I just left it there.
Oh my gosh, I've got the best story ever. But
never say it's the best story
ever.
Okay,
it's not the best story ever, but I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you it. My friend that went out at the weekend told me this story. So my friend's mum, parcels were getting mixed up all over the place on her road. So she lives on a street with a name, but there's a couple of others with a similar name, but different. So it's like such and such road, such and such avenue, such and such
drive.
Yes.
Yeah, I know exactly.
So there's a few of them.
Yeah.
So the parcels get mixed
drive,
up.
Avenue, Crescent.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So the parcels get mixed up quite a bit, right? So this one day, her parcel went to somebody else's house. Mm-hmm. And they had left it inside of the bin. So she spoke to the postman and was like, where's my parcel? He was like, oh, I've put it at such and such Crescent.
Oh, right.
And it's in the bin. And she was like, well, what? He was like, well, can you not just go and get it? And she was like, well, I don't,
fuck,
you know.
I beg
blah,
your
blah.
Pardon, you cheeky fucking prick.
Well, yeah, firstly that. But anyway.
Wow.
So she went to the house where a parcel was in this bin.
Great.
And she knocked on the door, nobody in. So she took her parcel out of the bin, right? A day later, on the local Facebook page.
Fuck off.
There she was. A picture from the CCTV. Does anybody know this woman who stole my parcel?
Oh, we bin. Oh, parcel bin lady.
Parcel
cat
bin
lady.
Lady.
Parcel bin lady.
And obviously she was rightly so mortified.
Wow.
And I know my friend's mum very well, and I can imagine that she would have been utterly mortified. And she did, in her defence, she did try and knock on the door, and I don't think she thought it through, but I was just like, that is so funny.
But was it her actual parcel?
It was her parcel.
Well, what's her problem? What's the person's problem then?
Because they didn't know. They didn't know who she was.
Right.
They didn't know, so they did not know that she had spoken to the postman and all of this had happened.
Surely,
so they saw their CCTV and thought, there's a parcel now, I've been
they
this
saw their
like
CCTV
this.
And they saw the door get knocked on first.
Well, she did ask them that.
Yeah.
And then I think...
What, so she just went on Facebook and being
no,
like...
No, I think she made her husband go round and ask.
Husband tell, went round and ask.
And say, like, and just kind of put it right.
Wow. But,
yeah.
Oh, that's funny brilliant, though. Isn't it? That is so... Not by far and away, not the funniest story I've ever heard in my life.
All right, man.
Not absolutely hilarious, as you said it would be. But, you know, solid. 3 stars, some funny
brilliant,
bits.
Brilliant.
3 stars,
better,
some funny
better
bits.
Than some shows you've been in.
Better than a lot of shows I've done. Shorter as well, which is always good.
Oh. Babadoo, 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 ba.
I was out over the Christmas mm-hmm. period, and I had a conversation with someone, which is up there with one of the worst conversations I think I've ever had in my life.
Oh, great. So people they're always the best.
Yeah, so people are always, you know, with what we do when we get loads of input from different people and, you know, you meet people and you speak to people you never would, and people are always surprising us. But I was surprised more by a close friend of mine. We were out on the night out, and I was showing them the photo of when the tree fell over in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine literally said, "How does a tree fall over?" And I went, "What do you mean?" And he went, "How did it fall over?"
Right.
And I went, "The wind." Mm-hmm. And he went, "But it's a tree."
Right.
And I went,
"Did you think trees couldn't fall over?"
It was one of the maddest conversations I've ever
isn't
had.
Isn't he?
Had
is it who
life.
I'm thinking of? Isn't he really intelligent?
He's a fucking lawyer.
Yes, but then you find that people like that.
Yeah.
Aren't that intelligent.
It was
unbelievable. Like they're intelligent in certain ways, but yeah. then common sense kind of, something so little like that as a tree falling over would baffle them. Does that make sense?
He went, "But it's got roots." I went, "Well, yeah, but the wind was 100 miles an hour."
Yeah.
And he went, "But like how?" And I was like, "Is this a law thing? Is this what you do? Is this, you know, your Honour, here is a video of the woman taking me parcel out of the bin. Well, how would you take a parcel out of a bin? Well, you just lift the lid. Well, how? Well, good point. Well, okay, she didn't do it." Like, it's his defence.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of the worst conversations I've ever had in my life.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a bit more interesting than that.
Oh, okay, so we're doing
solid
that.
Solid 2 stars.
Oh,
some
wow.
interesting parts.
Wow, reviewing each other's stuff.
Had to be there.
Yeah, great. Mm. Had to be there. Great. Okay, I've tasted my own medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It tastes bloody lovely.
Yeah. Thank you. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So I saw something that irritated me the other day.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
It's been a thing for a while, but I really looked into it the other day and I thought, what the hell's this?
Right.
You know, Netflix have just, they've got a play something button. Have you seen this?
No.
And it's not the button or Netflix that annoys us. It's the fact that I'm jealous of people's lives who can use this. So obviously we're really busy. We've got 2 kids. We're at that stage where, you know, Robin's quite self-sufficient now, but Rafe's fucking one and he's
yeah.
just, he just needs you constantly.
It's the nightmare ages.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
No. You feel like your life is shit.
Wow.
No.
Use your words. Use your words.
No, when your kids are...
I thought it was going to be. You feel like your life is like sort of fulfilled, but no. also the sort of limits on your life because
no,
you
shit.
Are... Shit. I feel like your life's shit. Wow.
No, I don't know. It's a real... When anyone used to talk about ages of kids, they'd be like, mm-hmm. I just don't want them to get any older. And they'd be like, one and a half. I'd go, oh,
yeah.
fuck this.
Yeah.
No.
Robin's
it's
brilliant now.
It's not... If I could have a kid that yeah. came out... At 4.
Right.
But I could remember everything. So
Hell of a C-section that, like.
Yeah.
They'll not just go across the front, they'll go all the way around and lift you off like a Russian doll.
Just slit you from the arm down. Yeah. Just come out. Honestly, that's what I would do. I would just have a 4-year-old, but I'd like to be injected with the memories of all of the years, but not have to actually experience them.
Sorry. Let's just take a breath here and let's just take a breath and let's just discuss here the scientific marvel that you've come up with of giving birth to a 4-year-old.
Yeah, uh-huh. Naturally.
Birth of a 4-year-old.
You know.
I imagine what they come out clothed with a little cap on and that and choose.
Oh,
shoes,
fully toilet
school
trained.
Bag. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ready to start school the next week.
Great.
And so you I don't have to spend too much
injected
time.
In the head, and you are injected in the head, and into your head goes all of the memories
all
of the
memories
4 years.
Of the 4 years.
The joyous 4 years of raising that child.
Yeah. And we're not far off it.
We're not far off it.
Honestly, 25 years.
We're not far off it. Oh, fucking hell. We're not far off it. There's delivery men outside just bringing stuff to the wrong house for no reason. And we're not far off it. Fuck. Fucking hell.
Oh, man. Anyway, yeah, just, it's really, like, don't, because then I get guilty and I feel, because I really hope that people understand that I'm joking. And I think people know, they know, if you've been listening to this podcast for 150 episodes, you know our sense of humour and you know how much we love our kids.
99.9% of people who've got children understand. Yeah. There is a very small percentage of, and they're a gift and they're the best thing ever, and I say nothing negative about your kid. Those people are weird as fuck. But, and people who don't have kids,
we don't surround ourselves with those people. Yeah, well, so
people who don't have kids sometimes go, why do you say nasty things about your kids? And Carl Hutchinson again asked me what it was like being a dad, and I told him, and the best way I can describe being a dad, it's a couple of words, it's good but it's shit. That's the best way I can describe having kids. It's great, but it's shit at the same time. But the greatness does outweigh the shitness.
Of course it does. That's why we did it again.
Yeah, but that's... Oh, so you want to have a four-year-old. You want to give birth to a four-year-old. So you're going to have... How long... So, here we go. So in your little...
I don't want to experience pregnancy, though.
Right, so okay, if we,
maybe,
good.
No, do you want it? Maybe it's a month. Say, maybe it's a month. Brilliant. Month of it.
A month of a four-year-old inside you?
No, just the shell.
The shell. I don't know. Well, like an egg, so now an egg's coming out. Pause. Just come on.
Listen.
Everyone. No, you listen.
No.
Are you about to tell me I'm thinking too much?
Okay, listen.
No, wait. Don't shout at us.
4-year-old be dropped off at the door.
Right. Okay.
Let's take it away that I've birthed a 4-year-old.
Were you just about to tell me that I'm thinking too much? Because I put it to you that you're not thinking enough. Because this is the ramblings of a mad woman. You want a 4-year-old.
I'm now wondering whether I liked 4.
She'll go five.
Well, six. Robin now is my favouritest he's ever been.
He gets better and better and better.
Yeah, he's
and
just
all kids,
class. He's
kids
my little mate,
and I don't want
him to get any bigger. Right. I don't want him to get any older.
Nice.
Rafe could hurry up if I'm honest, because
he's a fucking liability. You want a 6-year-old dropped off?
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, we'll probably get Tony's from around the corner. We'll not get ours. He'll get ours. We'll get his.
I have a couple of them.
Tony Jr.
Listen.
Tony Jr. turns up. Six years old, ready for school. You get injected in your head with all the Tony Jr. memories.
I'd have twins.
Wow.
I would. I'd have a couple of them.
Yeah.
So I want a bigger family. Genuinely, I would have more kids, but I can't put myself through the young years.
I can't do it again. Yeah, and I can't go through you being pregnant again.
No,
it's painful.
I hate being pregnant. But I'm gutted because I would have more kids. So I would love to have four kids, but just all of them be six.
I've had a word in this scenario. Right, I've had a word. Okay. All of the eminent scientists in the world. They've all got together. And
can I ask that it's not any of them who worked on COVID?
Yeah, it's none of them. No. wow. Basically, right, it is all of the best scientists, but biological engineers ever, that from, you know, movies, we've made them real. They have sorted it.
Wow, okay, right.
They have sorted it.
I don't want him who did the DNA in Jurassic Park.
No.
He was not trustworthy.
He's gone, yeah.
He was
the guy who did the first big up, the guy who mixed in the frog that could change sexes. Get him out in the lab. Get him out of here. Yeah.
Oh, no. Right.
Get him out of here. So, we've sorted it.
Yeah.
You can have a 6-year-old. Appears. Inject them in the head. Mm. You get your full memories of him being six. But you have to be...
I want a girl. I've got two.
It can be a girl.
Please.
But you have to be pregnant for 6 years and 9 months.
Oh, fuck. To get that... So what?
You have to be pregnant for 6 years and 9 months.
Right, no. Why would I do that? I'd rather have the kid. I'd rather be pregnant and have another just from birth.
Right. So you'd have from 0 all the way up to 6, you'd have them living that rather than just keep them in your stomach for the 6 years, 9 months.
Absolutely not. Why would I do that?
You can drink for the 6 years. It's a special one.
Oh, right, okay. No.
Right, that was the problem then. Okay, I thought that might be the problem.
What stage of pregnancy would I get to? Like, what would it be?
There'd be 6. There'd be 6. There'd be a 6-year-old inside you.
Sorry,
you'd be bigger than you've ever been. Like, it's like you'd just have a huge, gigantic.
You wouldn't be able to get in your car.
But it wouldn't matter because you'd be pissed all the time.
I'm gonna choose no. Why would I do that? Right, okay. Why have you ruined this?
I like to just explore all the possibilities.
Okay, well, listen, you've ruined it. And now I feel really, actually quite grateful for Rafe.
Well, there we go.
So it's worked.
Right, okay.
And I need to say that. Do I sound really horrible by saying these things?
No, like I say, people who, you know, you're allowed to slag your kids off.
I love them so much, but it's just, we're at that stage now of the sleeping like in his own room in the cot, and it's just going and settling him every bloody... Whenever, and it's just exhausting. But
well, I wouldn't know because me and Rob are naff off to the guest room, and we just have a lovely little time through there.
Yeah,
it's great.
We've got the life now that everybody used to say, and I will hold my hands up, and I was like, I'll never do that. I did. I was your, such a
your
dick.
Sister and brother-in-law used to say, oh, I'll just go in one bed with one kid and go in the bed, and I'll be like, oh, you know, your children rule your bedtime. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, if I can have an extra half an hour, I'll sleep in the fucking garden.
Yeah.
I will sleep in the garden on my own if I can have an extra half an hour. I don't care.
Same. Yeah. So we are that. We talked.
We talked a good game.
We did talk a good game, but we talked just recently about putting a sofa bed in our bedroom and all
a double sofa bed
in one bedroom.
All sleeping in one bedroom. Yeah. Just because it's easier. Yeah, I literally, Rosie, I woke up this morning and I didn't know where you were. You went to the guest room this time and your mum had got up with Rafe and Robin was next to me.
Oh, it's just a... I love it though.
It is something quite nice.
What did I say that I wanted to do the other day? What I wanted to be?
What?
Who I wanted to be the other day? I said I would love to be one of them grandparents in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory who lives
in the bed,
all the families together.
Yeah. I mean, the key here is you just want to be in a bed all the time. Yeah. You said to me the idea you are never happier than when you're having a coffee in bed.
Oh,
whereas I like to get up and out of bed straight away, but you just want to live in bed.
Yeah.
You would live in bed all day, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sad. It's very, very sad. Listen, so Netflix have got this button, right?
Oh, fuck me. I'm so sorry. This is painful.
Well, all I was getting at was Netflix have got this button now that says play something. So you turn on, you know when you can choose your profile, you know? So you go on Netflix and now I've got, you know, we've got mine, we've got yours, we've got my mum and dad's, we've got Sandra's, we've got everyone.
Yeah.
Well, everyone who's on my thing, costing Netflix millions. You can go under
everybody
your profile name
it.
And you literally click on play something.
Play something.
And it just puts anything. What? Just puts something on.
So you won't have chose it?
Just, you know, you press shuffle on Spotify or shuffle on Apple Music or something. You just press shuffle to play any song. I did it today. I just pressed,
what if it's
pressed
like,
shuffle.
What if it's like Schitt's Creek Season 3, Episode 9?
I don't think they do that. I think they start. Because I did it today and it put Queer Eye on series and whatever, Episode 1.
I've never
1.
Watched that and I really think I would love that.
Right. You're going against my point here. My point is, I'm very angry that is... So they've obviously done market research and they've obviously done... There's people who just sit for ages and ages and ages.
But and it's like, let us choose for you.
But it's people who have the time.
I know.
There is people out there who I'm so jealous of who will have the time where they go, I've watched everything I want to watch, so I just let Netflix it. And you go, fuck yourself. I've got no time. There is piles of stuff I haven't watched yet. I went to watch, I stole half an hour to try and watch The Witcher, and then I realised I didn't know what the fuck had happened, so I've got to steal 13 hours to rewatch Witcher Series 1.
Yeah, we do. Did you watch it without me?
No, we stole a bit of time. We're like, let's watch Witcher, and it came on previously on The Witcher, and I went, I don't remember any of this, so I've got to rewatch the full season. Big shout out, everyone who's got to rewatch Season 1 of The Witcher, by the way. If Henry Cavill listens, if you can give us a ring, mate, and just catch us up on what's going on, that'll be good. Thanks, man.
Well, that was because that was in the deep, dark pits of lockdown.
Yeah, I can't even remember
which
what
I can't,
the hell
I was,
happened
I was
there.
Too drunk.
Yeah. Well, actually. I mean, you can't expect to follow an intricate... crosses timelines. It's very intricate show. It's an incredible show. But you can't expect to follow that watching it at 8 o'clock at night when you started drinking at 4 p.m.
That is true.
So I suppose that's our fault and not Netflix's or Henry Cable's.
We'll get it back. You know, one day we'll get it back. We'll get.
Yeah, that's the thing. We'll get it back and we'll be miserable. That's the thing.
Why?
Because people get it back. People go, oh, my kids don't sleep in my bed anymore and I've got loads of time and I'm fucking miserable. That's why you see blokes getting up at fucking 6 a.m. on Sundays and building sheds. And you go, what are you building a shed again for, Dave? You've got 3 sheds. The kids don't sleep in the bed anymore. I've got no purpose. Oh, God, and then you die, and it's all over.
Let's shut the fuck up and just try to enjoy the situation. I've got 3 kids getting dropped off in half an hour.
Right, and now I've got to go all the way down to Tony's house and swap them for hours. Fucking sick.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef. Now, just before we start the What's Your Beef section, I would just like to add in a really, really quick beef that I've got with my wife that none of you will know this, but again, I'm breaking the fourth wall. I just paused and exported the file on the last bit in a little break that we have before we do the What's Your Beef section, and Rosie just looked at me and said, why do people listen to this? So that was like, it's all about, you're about to go on stage, you're a performer, it's all about positivity, you know, there's UFC fighters, I've talked about before, they stand in the corner going, I'm the best, and they go out and they win the belt. In between sections of this podcast, my wife and co-star of the podcast looks at me and says, Chris, why do people listen to this? That really keeps you going. That really does keep
just,
you going throughout your performance.
It's just us talking about that bullshit, but there you go.
But we're laughing. I'm sure other people are laughing.
All right, man, don't say
I mean,
that.
Nothing's
sacred anymore.
No, nothing's sacred. I've run out of content, man. Whatever you say, I'm going to use. And then you die!
God's sake.
Right. So, I was about to say, guys, keep sending in your beef, but that's not this section, that's next section. But it's your beef time. What's your beef? Because I've got a beef with you, love. I've got
you
a beef
go
with
first,
you all
then.
Over the place. My beef with you is you went out at the weekend.
I did.
That's
yeah.
not me beef. You deserve a good night out. You went out with your friends.
Tell your face that when
but
I'm going
you
out.
Do the, yeah, still don't like being left with the kids. I'd rather you took them with you. I feel like every pub, restaurant should have some kind of creche. Where when you're going out with your mates, you should just drop the kids off at the creche at the door and then
Great.
Have you drink. And then,
Great.
I just feel like I should be allowed to just, go on my bike and live my life. Listen, you go out, you've done this for years, and I really realised properly that you did it the other night. You go out with your mates, you come in, you don't come in steaming drunk, you're a little bit tipsy woo-woos, which is fine.
Yeah.
You don't come in, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, you're not one of them.
No.
You're the same as me, start early, finish early.
Love it.
That's how you do a night out. You come in from your night out, and you lie next to me in bed, and you, on full volume, watch videos from the night out you've just been on. And it's fucking painful. It's so painful.
Sure, it's hilarious.
What?
Don't remember.
Brilliant. You literally go, and I'm just here, bars and dancing and music, and you and your mate, woo! Woo! Yeah! Woo! And the selfie! It's a selfie! Woo! And I'm just lying there going, I wasn't on the night out, but somehow I'm now having to relive
God's
the fucking
sake.
Night out. Oh, it's horrible.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me is I don't want to relive your night out through a tinny phone speaker in bed when I'm trying to get a bit kip.
Jealous.
And you're lying there burping and farting and watching yourself in videos. Sick of you.
Take that back. My beef with you, Christopher,
You're not
is...
denying it, though, are you?
What? Watching
just,
videos?
Just did, yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay,
sorry.
That's two weeks in a row now. Your defence of the beef has been, I don't remember.
All right.
Yeah. Cat scan. Want a brain scan? Something going on?
Was I pissed for both of them?
Probably.
What was the last week? I don't remember.
We all know you've got a problem. The tap, when I said you catastrophised about the tap and you said you can't remember seeing that it was the wrong tap.
I still stand by that never happened.
Definitely happened, 100%.
Didn't happen. It wasn't me, it was my mum.
Something happened, wasn't it, mum? Go on.
My beef with you is, I had one here, but I'm actually going to scrap that one for...
Off the cuff beef.
Every time that Fresh I beef. Go out, right. you put a little face on,
yeah.
give it the old...
Yep.
Even me and the kids.
Yep.
And it's awful. And it ruins my night for a good 10 minutes. And then...
10 minutes? 10 minutes?
And then
ten
I go, fuck him.
8-hour session.
I'm going out right. and having a lovely time. Because you go out and have a lovely time and I don't.
Very rarely.
Well, that is not my fault that you do not schedule nights out with your friends. It's not my fault that you don't do it.
In all honesty, I don't have any friends and I don't have any hobbies.
Well, there
you
go. It's not my problem. Had a bloody good night.
Glad you did.
Good day. You're right, though. Day drinking.
Everyone, listen. Change the game. Why are you drinking skinfuls from 8 o'clock at night until God knows when in the morning and then ruining your next day? You're staying up late and you're full of drink. You're going to feel like shit the next day no matter what. I'm telling you, start early, finish early. Get yourself out midday, lunch, drinks, maybe some tea, more drinks, back in bed, home, 9 o'clock asleep, fresh the next day.
Yeah, I agree.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Do you know what pisses me off?
What?
the pub scene and bar scene discriminate against certain months of the year.
Right.
And I really don't like it.
The summer, pub scene and bar scene discriminate against certain months of the year. What do you mean?
So summer, you can go day drinking. There's loads of places open. Saturday afternoon in the sun, it's class. There's loads of music. Everyone's dancing. It's great. Loads of fun. Autumn, winter, nothing. Christmas, it's back. Look at this.
Yeah.
Day drinking. Everyone's having a Christmas, all on Christmas days, blah, 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 wrapped up, all lovely, lovely, jubbly, lovely. January, February, March, fuck all.
Yeah.
Why? Why do we do this?
It's a very good point. Yeah, it's a very good point.
I think more people would do day drinking if there was more available.
Right. I mean, it is available. There's just not as many people there because not as many people do it at them times. But I know what you mean. But look, my whole life, my entire career, my weekend is Monday, Tuesday. It always has been. Mm. Monday and Tuesday is my weekend. I've spent many a time, me and one person in a pub, absolutely mortal on a Tuesday afternoon because that's when I go out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm talking a Saturday. Saturday afternoon.
Right. There was not many people out on the Saturday afternoon.
Well, one place that we found was actually really busy, but I'm not going to say it because then everyone will go.
Right.
And I want to keep it in myself.
I remember I was going to say, you can take it back saying it's not busy because I watched the videos. There was loads of people screaming and dancing and shouting.
One place. I've also got an apology to issue.
An apology to issue?
Yeah.
Oh, what have you done?
So, you're
pissing the taxi again?
No, not this time.
Pissing your shoes?
Do you remember when I pissed on my shoes after the Spice Girls?
Yes, we all remember. We all remember when you pissed on your shoes after the Spice Girls.
Good times. So we were very drunk to the point where actually the man, the waiter at the restaurant, when we asked for a second bottle of wine at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, said, "Are you sure?"
Great.
Which I thought was a little bit rude, but honestly, you know?
I mean, it sounds to me like it was warranted, but carry on.
He said, "Are you sure?" So I was like, "Yes, we are sure." Anyway, very drunk. We went to the last bar and we sat in the corner. And we had a cry because sometimes it's good. Like, me and my friends are criers, and we had a lovely little cry. And it was quite a big cry, actually. It was quite a... Anyway, can't remember exactly what it was about. I think it was about talking about kids and all that kind of shit. Anyway, somebody, a lady came over and asked for a picture with us while I was crying.
Yeah.
And I said no.
Right.
And I felt awful for saying no. But at the same time, I was like, I'm literally crying. Like, it wasn't a little cry. It was a pretty big cry.
Okay.
And I think she looked really embarrassed and I felt terrible.
Right.
And I couldn't find her before I left to say, sorry,
yeah.
I didn't mean to be a dick. So she might listen to the podcast. And
probably not anymore. We're probably lost.
Okay, well, fair enough.
So well done.
If you are listening to this and you know the girl who asked for a picture when I was crying on Saturday night in Newcastle, pleased to meet you. It was in pleased to meet you.
Right.
She probably wasn't pleased to meet me.
But you weren't pleased to meet her. You're crying your eyes out and you told her to fuck off.
I didn't say fuck off. I literally said... No, like...
So big for your boots.
Oh, fuck off.
So big. Oh, they said it again. There you go.
No. Anyway, I felt terrible. I did feel bad. Mm. So, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Right, okay.
There we go. And then that's off my chest. And now I can sleep again.
Brilliant. Me and my friends had a great day out and a lovely little cry.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lovely little cry. Mm. Your nights out are different to mine.
They are, yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine if I came in crying? Can you imagine if I went out and I got out the taxi, I came back in the house and you went, I had a good day, and I went, yeah, just me and Carl, we're just in the corner of the pub, just talking, Rosie had a lovely cry. You'd be like, what the fuck's going on? What's the matter with you?
I know. It's just too drunk and emotional and pressures of life and all that kind of shit.
Okay. Good. Well, you have a lovely little cry whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Good, and I'm going to try. I'm going to try it at some point.
Yeah, good for you. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarinoid@gmail.com. Keep on sending in that good shit.
Hi, Chris, in brackets, bike guy.
Hello,
and
yes.
You haven't been on your bike for a while, have
Well,
you?
I went on the Peloton the other day, because obviously I've been a little bit ill over the Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, brave boy, hashtag bike guy. Oh, I might change my...
No, I can live with bike guy. I can't live with brave boy.
I might change my hashtag. I might add to my hashtags on Peloton. I might add brave boy, hashtag brave boy, because I had a little head cold. But I'm brave boy. Yeah, I've been on the Peloton. Do you know what? I don't like going out in the cold. I don't like going out and doing anything in the cold.
No, it's not enjoyable.
Big shout out to Pete. I was driving through Newcastle the other day and there was a bloke running across the Redhoof Bridge, right?
It's windy as fuck.
The wind was unbelievable. Mm. I mean, it was the day I went to the trampoline park that day. I was on my way to the trampoline park and it was fucking freezing inside the trampoline park. You could see the air coming out of your mouth.
Awful.
this man was running across the bridge in shorts and t-shirt in the most horizontal lashing down fucking rain. And I just thought, your chest will be on fire. You're fucking freezing. Like,
I don't think it's good for you, you know. No, people are like, I'm getting healthy. I'm like, you're probably not.
He was, honestly, it looked like he was running through fucking Jumanji. It was the maddest. Yeah, so I don't like going out in the cold. So I haven't been bike guy for a while. A Peloton guy. I'm not bike guy for a while.
Fair enough.
I'll be back. When the weather gets nice, I'll go out again. Right. It's just not fun.
All right, anyway.
Listen, thanks for asking.
I didn't ask. I only just got introduced to the podcast a month ago and managed to binge my way through every episode.
Shit, the bell, you fucking, this fucker, they will use that button on Netflix.
Yeah. And I just recently got to the Facebook Marketplace story.
Ah, yes.
Well, I have a story of the horror of why I refuse to use it ever again.
Yes, wonderful.
Love a Facebook Market story. Brilliant. Place.
Facebook Market story place. Yeah.
August 2020, the weird time frame where some of us were free and some of us weren't.
Oh, fuck me.
I was building a bar in the garden.
You've got so much right. I'm sorry. This cunt has got so much time on their hands. 150 episodes. I was right. 150 episodes of the podcast in one month. Building a bar in me garden. Oh, Christ.
I know.
Then again, I think we were the only people in Britain who didn't build a bar in my fucking garden during that time.
You got a hot tub. So
I didn't build it myself, though, did I?
True.
I should have that kind of time on my hands.
So they were building a bar in the garden of their new house and needed some more wood. Mm. I decided to check out Facebook Marketplace to see if there was any going cheap in my area. And to my delight, there was a guy, let's call him John, selling some less than 10 minutes away. Yeah. After a few exchange messages, we agreed on a date and time to meet. I arrived at John's house and he answered the door in what I can only describe as a skimpy dressing gown where there wasn't much left to the eye.
Hi, you were here for the wood?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here for the wood. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's under this dressing gown.
It's in that dressing gown.
What, all 47 panels of it? Oh, shit. Oh, the actual wood. Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'll just get changed. That's in the garden. Yeah.
This guy, he's put weird, but whatever.
Yeah.
I thought, as I wasn't staying for long and only picking up the wood.
Yeah.
Not gone wood. Yeah. John showed me through the garden where the wood was and offered to lend me a hand getting the wood to my van.
And he's dressing him.
Apparently, yeah. While walking through the house, a sudden constant buzzing noise appeared and I couldn't for the life of me work out where it was coming from. It even followed us into the garden.
No.
Now, it was at this point I noticed a woman, I can only imagine John's wife / girlfriend, constantly giggling in the kitchen window to the side of us. And I was wondering to myself, what the fuck is so funny?
Oh my God.
Am I the butt of the joke here or something?
Oh my God.
I wrote it off again as I wasn't going to be there long. So I bent down and picked up as much wood as I can. As John bent down to pick up the remainder of the wood, the constant buzzing was finally revealed. He had a vibrating butt plug in.
Fucking knew it. I knew it. Oh my God!
John proceeds to pick it up, give it a little wipe, and then stuffs it in his pocket while apologising to me.
Oh, John.
Sorry about that.
What's he do? Is this a dare? His wife must have dared him to do this.
I am fucking mortified. I rush the wood into my van as fast as I can, humanly possible, and get out of there. I think I'll stick to B&Q next time.
Oh, that's what he said. Yeah, it serves you right for trying to buy secondhand wood off someone. Oh, God.
Maybe, in John's defence...
I don't know if John's got any defence apart from it might be a date.
John's defence.
Right.
Might have got really frisky.
Right.
The Netflix button wasn't as appealing as it had once been.
Yeah.
And he's just thought, you know what, let's do this. And then they've turned up and he hasn't been able to get it out in time.
Sorry.
And then when he's bent over, popped out.
Yeah. Butt plug aside, I'm not even that bothered about the butt plug, really, because it's so weird, I almost don't have an opinion on it.
Mm.
Don't be organising someone to come round on Facebook Marketplace to collect some wood and wearing your dressing gown.
Yeah.
Put some with
a butt plug in.
Well, I mean, let's not even get to the butt plug yet. Put some fucking joggers on.
That's the worst bit. The dressing gown is by the by. It's the fact he's got a butt plug up his arse when someone's coming round to pick up some wood.
Yeah, that is bad. Yeah.
Do you think... So some people have fetishes where it's like, that fetish could have been, when that guy comes round, we're gonna hear them shut the car door, start with the butt plug.
Butt plug straight
get
in.
Get it in.
Yeah.
I'll get the door.
I've just put new batteries in it.
Yeah. It's ready. It's all ready to go. And that's the turn on.
Right. I'm not... You know, I haven't.
Oh, she stuck it up his arse at the door and
yeah,
ran off.
Ran off. What do you think? I'm not a, you know, I haven't really, bums aren't really my thing. I don't know.
Chris Ramsey. Hey, bums aren't really my thing.
God, get that on a t-shirt. bums aren't really my thing. Yeah. And but I don't know if I'd be able to hold a conversation with you if I had a vibrating butt plug up my arse. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd be on one word answers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what
Speaking
I mean?
Speaking of that. I'm just going to quickly go to something else. This is really short.
Right.
And it's along the butt plug vein. Right? What do you think of this? Hi, Rosie and Chris. Firstly, me and my partner saw you at Manchester last night and bloody loved it. Added bonus, yesterday was the first time I got up to date on the podcast. Blah, 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 blah. My partner has recently become victim to Love Honey's marketing emails. You know Love Honey, they sell sex toys.
They have quite graphic adverts on at night in between Family Guy, if I remember right.
Do they?
In hotels.
Yeah, after the watershed.
A lot of shagging going on.
Yeah. New toys seem to be delivered regularly.
Right.
So he's getting the emails and he's like, oh, look at that. I'll have that.
Right.
Last night, he asked me if I would wear the love egg to your show.
Sorry.
It has been one that I can get on board with and have worn it to a few random events we've been to.
I don't like this.
Everything went smoothly, apart from me almost dying of a heart attack when I saw the metal detectors and my brain thought of 1,000 excuses for when they found the remote. But luckily, I got through with no questions. Just thought I would write in, as I know how disgusted you would be about this happening. So, this lass had a love egg in at Manchester for our show.
I feel dirty.
Do you?
I
couldn't give a shit, but...
I'm upset.
It's funny, isn't it?
No, it's not funny. Perverts.
Could you not think of sexier places to go, though?
Than Manchester Arena
with a love egg in.
Oh, I wish it got caught
at the love machine.
I wish so much that it got caught at the metal detectors.
That'd be fun.
I love that. The blokes, what's this? What does these buttons do, love?
I've never had one in, but I don't like wearing a tampon, so I can't imagine I'd like a love egg.
I think I'd
find it really intrusive.
Have you ever done one of them farts where like it bubbles and the bubble like stays in between your arse?
A fanny fart?
Well, I've never done a fanny fart, believe it or not. I'm not about to talk about that, Mrs. Nutcase. Have you ever done one of them farts where it bubbles and there's and it's like a little bubble holds in between your arse crack?
Well, yeah, it goes up to your vagina.
It doesn't go up to my vagina!
Listen, why haven't you got a vagina?
I don't know. Why are you surprised that I don't have a vagina and that I can't relate to your vagina-based fart anecdotes? Listen, but sometimes you've got to go, is there something there? And then sometimes you'll put your hand and you'll just move your arse crack and you go, just a little bubble pump. Just a little bubble pump. So is that similar? Does it feel like worse than that? Does it just feel like something?
No, it's a full-on egg inside your vagina. I would find it really intrusive.
Has he got the remote or whatever? And is he?
Oh, he might. I don't know.
Oh, he's perverts living among.
Imagine every time someone laughs, they're pressing it.
Oh, I didn't like this at all.
I think I might have to try it though before I can fully slag it off. But
Cinema the night, Spider-Man.
I did want to go to the cinema. Right?
Yeah, no, no chance. No, if you're not, if you need perfect things,
I don't I'll get go. Me love eggs in.
No, I'll go I'll get a cinema pass and go in the morning.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. I'm forever thinking I should email you with this story, and I never do because I'm a lazy cow.
Cool.
Love that. But when me and my best friend came to see you in Leeds, I told her the story and she felt it was worthy.
Okay, worthy's a great word. Let's do it.
Back in the day on a Friday, me and my boyfriend, but it's now husband, that's nice, used to go to his mum and dad's for tea.
Mm-hmm.
We got talking about pets they had when they were younger.
Yep.
Talk turned to the lovely rabbits they'd had and how when one had passed away and the one left behind seemed sad, my mother-in-law had gotten a guinea pig to keep it company. My husband couldn't remember the guinea pig's ending.
I didn't mean to laugh there, but just the idea of like, you know, your best mate, that's the same species of you's dead. He has a completely different species. Surprise!
And how does a rabbit look sad?
I don't know how. I don't like upsetting people, but rabbits, shittest fucking shit.
Don't.
Pet
I
ever.
Do love a rabbit.
Shit pet.
It's the only pet I'll get. So you need
it's
to
like
get on
having
board.
A Houdini living in your house, just constantly trying to escape. They hate you. Shite.
Not all pets hate you.
Shite.
My kate had a house pet, Gus, had a house rabbit, and he was
shite,
lovely.
Shite.
I cuddle him
shite.
On the sofa.
How many times did he bite you?
Never.
Bollocks.
He was lovely.
Bollocks.
Anyway, so, my husband couldn't remember the guinea pig's ending. What happened to that guinea pig, Mum, he said.
Guinea pig's ending?
I think he just couldn't remember how it died, which is a bit grim.
But yeah, but what a weird way to say the guinea pig's ending. Couldn't remember that guinea pig's ending. It's just a really weird thing to say.
That's the fucking door again. Fucking hell, what? Honestly, these people do not give a shit about your little sign on that front door.
Oh, I took it off.
Oh, did you? Well, yeah. Go and answer it then. No, just go and answer the
door. I'm a shout out the window.
Oh my god.
So much easier. This is a parcel for Tony again.
Right, okay. So Chris is just shouting out the window to see who's at the door.
Yo!
Jesus.
Are you after me? That one, yeah.
Oh, he's after the next house.
Fucking wrong address again. Jesus Christ.
People are out to hate you at the minute.
It's the wrong address. It gives a different house. It's not this house. Oh, honestly.
They heard that Chris Ramsey, the two-bit comedian, lives in this house. Heard, they've all come for a little looky-look.
They've heard tell of if you knock on his door, he will hang out of a second-floor window and bellow at you.
Do you know how that comedian off the telly, if you knock on his door, right, if you get a parcel for down the street, knock on his door, you'll gad to the window and hollers out the window and his wife sat there looking sad with headphones on.
Honestly.
Weird. Proper weird.
Just the wrong house. Just, oh, God.
Anyway, what happened to that guinea pig, ma'am?
How are you then? What's this?
It was then my mother-in-law informed us that she had returned it, as it was being mean to the rabbit.
Returned it?
I was confused and said I had never heard anyone return a pet before. She told us that as the animals weren't getting along, she took it back to our local pets at home.
Wow.
I was chuckling, asking if she had taken her receipt, when she sheepishly told us that she had popped the guinea pig in her coat pocket, lingered around the animal pen in store, and when no one was looking, she quickly popped the guinea pig in.
Shut up, man. That's amazing. She just smuggled
she just
it back
smuggled
in
it back in.
Home.
Well, it is, yeah. I was hysterically laughing.
I would
laughing.
Do something like that. That's
she
great.
then told us she made the trip twice as she had bottled it the first time.
What?
She
begged
so she
us,
went in
so first
she went
in
one
with
time
a guinea
with
a pig in her pocket and then fucked
she couldn't
up.
Do it.
Wow.
So then she had to go back.
Wow.
She begged us not to tell my sister-in-law, so I won't reveal any real names.
Wow. That's amazing.
But like, imagine if you work there.
Yeah.
And you're like, right, I'll just check all the pigs are here. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You're going to check on the guinea pigs as well, or just the pigs?
Well, the guinea, I doubt they call them the guinea pigs. Do they full
name them? I
doubt
they call them pigs because they're not fucking pigs. Do they full name them?
Why would they just say the pigs?
I check on all the pigs was just a weird thing to say, but then they're so busy at pets at home, they've got no time to say guinea. Wouldn't they just say guineas? Because a pig's a different animal. GPs.
But pets at home don't have pigs.
But
they don't sell
pigs. A pig
pigs.
Is an animal, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is, but they're not a pet at home.
Right, okay.
So I'm just going to check
with
on the pigs.
Phone, the pigs. I've always thought it harsh that they do call them guinea pigs, but they're not pigs.
Well, exactly. But and what that, I'm saying that is there'd be more.
Taking
there'd be
it
like
back.
One more.
Yeah, you'd be freaking out, but taking it back is, yeah. Taking it back is such a weird thing to do. You couldn't just sort of take it back and go, I'd like to return this guinea pig because it's a bit of an arsehole.
Yeah.
But smuggling it back in is genius. That's really clever. Because it gets a good home. There's nothing you can do. They're not going to go, I got one extra bin.
I think my mum and dad took that hamster back.
Yeah?
That was the blooming... The pregnant hamster that started eating all of
the
babies.
Oh, the horrific hamster. Yeah, yeah. The nightmare hamster that you got
and
from
dad
all
took
of
that
my
back,
nightmares.
Because they were like... Didn't buy an up the duff hamster, mister.
I wanted Thank one, you. Not 15.
Exactly.
14.
But isn't that...
13. It's still eating them. Can you take it? 12. It keeps eating them.
Oh. But simpler times, though. You could get away with it. You couldn't get away with that now.
Take the guinea pig back.
No. CCTV. Someone would
You'd
video
be on Facebook.
It. You'd be on Facebook. Someone would put it on the internet.
Yeah.
Back in the
Fantastic
day.
Fantastic, that, like. Fantastic.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've just listened to the episode when Rosie can't bring herself to suck out Rafe's snot.
Yes.
Still can't do it. Yeah. Pick it. I'll pick it all day long.
Yeah,
Could
yeah.
never suck it out his nose. But anyway. Brokeback something that I've been hiding for some time now. Please keep me anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
In the early stages of our relationship, me and my partner had been on a date of day drinking in a very wet and rainy London.
Wonderful.
Sheltering in a bar, we continued to have a lovely time and the gin was flowing. Mm-hmm. I needed the toilet and took myself to the ladies. Pulling down my jeans, I heard a plop and realised that my phone had slipped out of my back pocket and straight into the pissy toilet.
That was a fucking love egg. Right, okay.
No, I hate it when that's happened to me before.
Yeah.
Awful. Luckily, in my own toilet.
Right.
I frantically wrapped my hand in tissue paper to fish it out. As I looked at
that, does nothing but carry on.
Yeah, absolutely nothing. That's not gonna unless protect you.
Well, it might be poking out the top. Actually, it might be poking out the top.
Fair enough.
But having to put your hand in toilet water with tissue on you is gonna do nothing.
Not gonna protect from anything. As I looked at the screen, well, it's safe to say that the screen was filled with urine.
Okay. Yeah, good.
And the rest. Returning back to the table, my partner noticed my screen was looking strange and asked me what had happened. Too drunk and embarrassed to admit the truth. I mean, why? Why wouldn't you admit the truth? Yeah. Dropped it in the toilet,
It's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. You've dropped it in the toilet. We've all been there.
Some people don't admit to really strange things.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very strange. Anyway, I decided to tell him that it must have been from the heavy rainfall outside.
Oh, God.
To my horror, he picked up my phone, took one look and said, I know how to fix it. Don't worry, babe. He brought the headphone port to his lips and proceeded to suck out the rain.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! It should let him do it!
Yeah. He sucked for a good 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
In brackets, he's not the type to lose a battle. So he's probably, I'll get it out.
Siphon it out. Where's he spitting it?
Yeah. I don't know. He's probably swallowing it. He thinks it's just rainwater.
Oh, strange, I pissed from the toilet. Bits of poo.
It's fucking bits of poo.
What? And where's he read this? I heard you put it in rice. You don't fucking siphon it out. Like, it hasn't been bitten by a snake. You're not sucking the venom out.
Would you not blow it, though, first? Would that not be your first thing to do?
I don't know. But sucking blow. The rainwater. What's he doing?
Well,
like
it says...
someone's stealing petrol from a tractor.
Slag him off all you like. Screen fixed.
Oh, great. Yeah. Aye. Screen fixed. And screen fixed. Him. Straight to hospital.
Screen fixed. Partner dead.
bad throat for 3 years. He somehow got pregnant.
Hepatitis C. Okay. No, it's his screen fixed and partner feeling proud. He's buzzing. I just kept my mouth shut and I have done ever since.
Oh, that is juicy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Sorry, don't try that at home, by the way. They're sucking the water out. I don't know if that even works. That's absolutely mental. I don't know what model iPhone that was, but crikey. Sucking the water out.
Oh. It could have been back in the day, though. A headphone port.
Right, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Horrible, isn't it?
Wow. Mm. Fair play to her. Well, no, not fair play to her. I don't know who's the loser in that. I mean, she's done it. She's had his fucking life.
He is the absolute loser.
Yeah, but she could have told him. She just sat there. 10 minutes! 10 minutes!
I know.
She sat in silence for 10 minutes while he sucked stranger piss out of her phone and either spat it on the floor, which is terrible, in a pub, or swallowed it.
She
sat there going, hmm. And it's not like she could sit there on her phone. She had to sit and watch him do it. She's the most evil person in the world.
Do you want a drink to take away the taste? That's all right, actually.
Hand sanitizer for your mouth. Do you want a toothbrush?
Do you want a mint? Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Smiles and Daz, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you so much, guys, and please continue to send all of your stories and your input and your wonderful, wonderful things to shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Do you know what? I haven't said it for a while.
What?
Rate and subscribe as well. Get that on the go on your little podcast apps. And please,
wherever you listen have to a your lovely podcast.
Wherever you listen to your podcast. Please have a lovely week. Keep all of your butt plugs so firmly up your bum while you're trying to pick up wood, and don't be wearing dressing gowns when answering the door. Don't even answer the door, anyone. Just shout out the window. It's perfect. Yeah. Just open the window and just shout.
Great.
And then you can, keep the dressing gown on, or you can put some other clothes on.
Mm-hmm. So happy New Year.
Happy we've done that. No. Oh, flipped you off the beginning. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.